We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dr. Michael Osterholm is a Regents Professor at the University of Minnesota, also McKnight Presidential Endowed Chair in Public Health, and as you know, the Director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy. But he also wrote that book 3 years ago called Deadliest Enemy, Our War Against Killer Germs, which he not only details the most pressing infectious disease threats of our day, but then actually kind of predicted what is happening right there and has great insight. We always look forward to his conversations. Mike, how are you this morning?
Good morning, David. Fine. I hope you had a good weekend.
I did. I really was anxious, though, to find out from you on this Monday where we stand this morning in the current surge.
Well, you know, as we've been discussing here for the recent months, we knew that this was going to be a real challenge following Labor Day. The kind of confluence of pandemic fatigue, people feeling like, you know, this thing's over with and that, you know, they're tired with dealing with the virus, even though the virus isn't tired of getting us. As well as the fact that we're just seeing an increased number of people who are just, I think, are what I call pandemic anger, this idea that they just don't believe the pandemic is real. And then you add that into the indoor air environment where more people are inside and transmission is surely enhanced in that setting. And I think you see what we're dealing with. We're at all-time highs. You know, we were at 32,000 cases a day reported in this country around Labor Day. And I think we're just very close to going over 100,000 cases a day. It's hitting hard around many parts of the country, including rural areas. In Minnesota, for example, rural areas right now are actually seeing more activity than we're seeing right here in the Twin Cities. So it's a real challenge.
Dr. Osterholm, I started thinking about masks, and I wanted to ask you this as well. And believe it or not, I don't think people ever thought they'd be getting holiday gifts of masks, but I would bet this Christmas that might happen. Is there a type of mask that we should be wearing? I'm thinking cloth versus polyester, and I know you've talked about N95s and how important they are. Is there anything you'd suggest that we should be wearing?
Well, if all of us could be wearing what we call an N95 respirator, this is the tight face-fitting device that actually has a type of material you breathe through that has an electrostatic charge, so it traps the virus as it comes through. You know, face fit and face covering in terms of how well it filters out are both important parts of a mask. When you think about swimming masks, for example, they don't leak at the glass, they leak at the seal around the face. So N95s are the ideal. Surgical masks are the next best in terms of what they can do, but they still have leaks along the sides and the material is still hard to breathe through. When you get to face cloth coverings, what most of us wear, you know, they have some protection likely in terms of us, you know, when we cough, when we breathe out, trapping the virus from trapping the droplets that we would normally basically exhale out. But, you know, how well they work in terms of what I breathe in are still a big challenge. And so we continue to say wear them, but at the same time, distancing is by far the most important thing you can do. Don't hang close to a lot other people and know that you'll also be breathing their air in with one of those face cloth coverings.
Progress has been reported on vaccines, reading about that again over the weekend and last night. What are your thoughts on the work that's being done, and when do you think, Dr. Osterholm, we could begin getting inoculations?
Well, it's a combination of when will you get them and how much vaccine you have to use at the time. So, for example, I think it's very likely, you know, sometime after the first of the year, we're going to start seeing vaccines be approved and be made available first to the high-risk people, which are healthcare workers who are at great risk of getting infected and having serious illness, or the older elderly population who also have a much higher risk of having serious disease. And we'll roll that vaccine out. However, I think that it won't be probably until the second to third quarter that we're going to see enough vaccine out there to really be able to satisfy the needs of the entire population that wants vaccine. You know, our job is still going to be convincing people to get vaccine. Up to a half of the U.S. population right now says that they're highly skeptical of the vaccine and not likely to take it. And so, you know, we have to do everything we can to show the safety and effectiveness of these vaccines at that time. And it's going to be a long process. We won't see a material impact on the transmission of this disease in our communities with vaccine well into, I think, the summer of next year.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, I would think right now, late October, judging by what you've told me before, probably a pretty ideal time to get a regular flu shot.
This is the time to get it right now. I would urge you to go ahead and, you know, schedule it. Get in to where you can, you know, avoid long lines if you can. Call ahead, have your appointment ready so you can get it. And I got mine, so I recommend everybody at this point get their flu shot.
Okay, well, then you got yours. I'm getting mine this week, too. And I had this question from someone, and I wanted to bring it up to you, Dr. Ostrom. Does a person's blood type make a difference in contracting the disease?
Well, we're still learning about that. As people may know, there are different what we call antigens on the red blood cells of your blood, A, B, or O, or you can have A, B, both. So there's four different categories, and there's an indication at this time that the O blood type may actually have a lower risk of you becoming infected or having serious disease. But the data are very, very preliminary, and there's not much you can do about it. You can't go out and change your blood type. So I would say at this point it's intriguing information. It may give us some leads about how to better treat the disease, how to consider what the factors are that make the disease so serious. But there's nothing at this point anyone in the general public can do to either increase or decrease their risk just on the blood type. It's really, again, avoiding contact with people that you might get infected from.
Dr. Osterholm, I know you got a busy week, but I'll look forward to talking to you again on Wednesday morning if you have time.
Look forward to it. David, always do.
He is busy. He is Dr. Michael Osterholm. Always appreciate his time here on the CenterPoint Energy Thank Home you. Service Plus Hotline on WCCO. Thanks, Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.